Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vosburger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive towards the mound. Pearson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up. Foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Berry and he is out, Warsler applying the tag. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball four. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Berry and he is out, Warsler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Kramer scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Averill reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vozmik hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to third for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Higgins scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. McNair moves to third. Warsler moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Moses takes first base on ball 4. McNair scores. Warsler moves to third. Mahaffey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. Trosky moves to third. 2 outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky scores. Hale moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warsler bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-4 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Higgins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Weingartner pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 4 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knickerbocker for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.